This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
K&C Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Are these the questions that will dominate the NBA offseason? Now, some of these questions I was reading off of an article. Other ones, I'm like, we're going to invent some questions.
Ah, Corey's cool with that.
So, okay. Yes, you missed the debut of that segment.
Yeah, we did that segment this week. Instead of Mike Likes It while Mike was out, I did Corey's Cool With It. And now I've decided to just use that as I'm going to let y'all know if I like it or not by saying Corey's cool with that.
Okay. All right. Every time you say Dabes, I'm not cool with that.
Corey's cool with that, though.
Oh, my God. All right. So.
Yeah, deal with it, Kev.
Mike told you.
Son of a gun. Is there a Western Conference team you fear more coming out of the draft? Now, I realize once we hit free agency, that can change the landscape again. But is there a team coming out of the draft that you fear more?
I'm not going to say because of who they drafted, even though I kind of liked it. I think a team that we're somewhat maybe writing off is the Denver Nuggets.
I could see
and
that.
And maybe that's because they did help themselves a little bit in the draft. I think they got guys that can play 10 to 20 minutes. Bones Highland, who they drafted last year because of the kind of somewhat free minutes because of injuries, ended up looking like...
He's a good player.
Oh, man. And I would say I would compare him, he's not exactly the same, to a Jordan Poole type of player. Okay. Long, lanky, fast, can score quickly, can put up a bunch of points in a short amount of minutes, and then who they could be getting back. So last night... During the draft, I was thinking, man, the Denver Nuggets, because as we're thinking about competing again in the West and winning the West and making the NBA Finals, if they're healthy, that's a big if.
Yep.
Yikes, they could be a scary team, and they added some help in the draft.
When you say if they're healthy, and this might be a bad question, how much do you still factor in Michael Porter to that? Or are you like, he'll probably never really be healthy for a season?
That's my big if, because Jamal Murray, I guess, is an if, too, because he is coming off of not playing a whole season.
Yeah.
So I do feel like he can come back, and it's just a matter of how quickly can he come back to his old self. And if you did get, and I don't think, so I would say it's less than a 50% chance Michael Porter Jr. is actually ready to go healthy for a whole season.
I would be inclined to agree with that.
He's probably only going to play 40 games, and then it's how healthy is he for playoff time.
Right.
So I just look at it and go, okay, that's a team, though, that does scare me, and in that I probably would say most people aren't maybe thinking about them right now in the Western Conference as a competitor to the Mavs.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say like fear, but I have been on record this week of saying that I think the Pelicans are going to do something special this year. And now I might be the idiot that's like, all right, the Cleveland Browns are going to do something amazing this year. And the Pelicans just turn back into the pumpkin that they are. But I like the Dyson Daniels pick for them, and I think that adds to another group, that group of young players now that I think can make a push. I don't know how much he's going to impact that roster this year, but that's a premium pick for them to say you get minutes, and they already have a young roster to go work with. And I think C.J. McCollum is going to take that team to another different place, and if Zion shows back up, and if he looks like he did in that picture the other day, Kevin, when he dropped his new Nikes out there, this team's going to be good.
And didn't they steal E.J. Liddell?
I was about to ask if that is who they got as well.
I'm pretty sure they did, Because when the Mavs traded to 37, I'd put out as the first round was ending, I hope the Mavs can find a way how to steal EJ Liddell in the second round. I thought that he's just a role player. He's not going to, my opinion.
But he can come in as a role player quickly.
He's a 21-year-old who can play 20 minutes, and I do think Dyson Daniels, I had him as my fifth best player in this draft.
Nice.
So after kind of the first four, I know that Ivy didn't go for because he didn't want to go to Sacramento, and Sacramento has issues with that. I totally get it. And so he falls to five because he put out the, from what I understood, he put out the Sacramento vibe of, if you draft me, I'm going to be unhappy. Yeah. And so Sacramento stayed away from it, and they didn't know how well of a fit he would be with De'Aaron Fox anyways because of how much he handles the ball. So they didn't even draft Sacramento, the fourth best player possibly in the draft. But Dyson Daniels I had as the fifth, and he falls to New Orleans. I don't know how much he can impact their team at the age, just like Jaden Hardy. I know they're different. I watched him play twice last night, too. I do like him a lot. It'll be interesting how he fits in immediately, but they did get a guy, I think, in the second round who can give you 10 to 20 minutes off the bench.
Yeah, and like I said, they have a point guard that can play the game. And so that team could be a big factor this year.
Okay, now to go along with this, how do you think the Warriors will reload for their title defense? Because as much as we've talked about luxury tax implications with the Mavericks, I mean, you're looking at a $200 million bill for the Warriors. Do you think they will still
like
be
a
like...
a single bill?
Yes.
That's a cool... I didn't know those existed, man. That's awesome.
No. I did have a weird dream that I got a $90 bill.
Huh.
And there was a woman on it, but I can't remember now who was the woman on the $90 bill.
Susan B. Anthony.
It wasn't her.
Right. I'm worried about Golden State, just how good they are, and they didn't play Greg Oden Wiseman, and he does have a lot of talent, but it's just, will he ever actually be able to physically play basketball?
Sure.
And then they have Kuminga and Moody. I will say this, if we're just looking at the draft, I thought they arguably had the worst first-round pick. Watching Patrick Baldwin Jr. play, I thought, I get it. The risk-reward is there, but I just didn't like him at all.
Yeah.
I was like, I get his shot looks good. It never goes in, but it does look good when he shoots it. He has the body of a 6'10 wing that has athleticism, yet he doesn't seem to be able to use it on defense. He doesn't seem to be able to get to the basket and finish, but yet he kind of dribbles well. But, man, it does get stolen quite – like, it's all these things of everything looks right but never ends up right. So even Jaden Hardy, who there's a lot to pick apart with Jaden Hardy, and he went from when I watched the game in January, to give you an idea – they had him, it was an ESPN televised game, and it's on YouTube. You can watch the whole game. It's against Mexico City. They had him on the big board at number 6 on January 7th. Jaden Hardy on ESPN's big board going into the draft, and you still had time, was the number 6 overall prospect in this year's draft. That's how far he fell with his G League play. Patrick Baldwin, watching him going into it, I don't know where he was ranked at that point. He wasn't in that game. Obviously, he's playing for Milwaukee and quit basketball as soon as he could after he's playing really bad. He's like, I shouldn't play anymore because people will actually see how bad I am at it. Maybe I'm going to be totally wrong with this one, but Golden State, I do worry about repeating. I think they're great. I was surprised that Patrick Baldwin Jr. went in the first round, watching him play what I could watch. I'm not telling you I watched it live when he did it. But studying him possibly for the 26th pick, I was like, if you take him at 37, I get it because of the risk-reward factor.
James Wiseman is 90% certain that he'll play in the summer league. So there you go, 90% after.
Are you 90% certain at some point in the year he'll get hurt again?
He's 21, so his body could take on an injury, but he's going to play in the summer league, and that's where it all starts.
How will the Lakers retool around LeBron James and Anthony Davis? And to go along with that, are we writing them off too quickly? Because whenever we're stacking things up, I do not feel like I'm like, well, the Lakers are a huge threat to the Mavericks. Is that a mistake?
I'm always curious how long...
I'm making that mistake. They're a 7-10 seed. They're playing in the play-in situation.
I'm always curious how long you as an organization decide we are committed to this guy that's this age because of what he's done throughout his career. And I know LeBron James is still LeBron James, right? But every move you've made so far has been to appease him. That's what you've done. So do you just, well, it failed for us last year. And if Mike's kind of saying the same thing, where they're right there and they do it again, do you say, God, or do you want to go ahead and get ahead of it and say, let's use his trade value. Let's move on. Let's try and figure something else out because we have to rebuild this organization again.
I just think that LeBron runs the NBA and he won't allow you to trade him for assets, if that makes sense. Like, you'd be like, no, I'm going here, and you're just going to have to take what I tell you you're taking. And I just think that he's like small commissioner of the NBA.
Because Rich Paul and the power they have there.
Just that he seems to be able to dictate a lot of different things like that. I could be wrong. I think the Lakers are not one of the six best teams in the West. The only way is if Anthony Davis came back completely healthy, played in 75 games, and you just sat him out seven games just for rest, and that he came back as a top five player in the league. I'm not betting on that. LeBron can't do this anymore. He cannot, at his age, carry a team for 80 games to 50 wins.
Now, we have focused on, obviously, that Kyrie chatter over the last 24 to 48 hours, but what's next for James Harden and the 76ers, because this is another marquee team, marquee franchise, high expectations, and a player that, what are they going to do with that?
I don't know. I did like the trade they made. Help me out from Memphis. They got a really nice role player in the trade for 23. Melton?
D'Anthony Melton?
Yeah. So I did like that they're going, look, we have Tyrese Maxey from here, which, major mistake by the Dallas Mavericks.
He was in hustle.
Philadelphia will be a good team because of Embiid. As long as Embiid's healthy, they're going to win 50 games. They're going to be a contender. To me, it's, can Harden fit in and let Tyrese Maxey start taking over that team? I don't know if he can. Like, if you just hear the things from Harden, he's, I will say, a better teammate than Kyrie Irving. And I don't know if I have another list of players that he's a better teammate than.
Wow.
He misses planes. He misses buses. He goes and parties all night long. He doesn't seem to really want to fit in that well. And so I go, if he can start changing those things late in his career, then it can work. But he just doesn't seem to want to change those things. He's kind of like, I'm cool. I'm good. I'm still a somewhat triple-double threat. I mean, Joel Embiid took the biggest shot you can take at your teammate. At the end. He's not the Houston Rockets. We didn't trade for the Houston Rockets. Harden. I kept wanting to say Hardy, and I'm like, don't say that. Don't say that. But I'm not that worried about them. I'm not worried about this team either. I wanted to switch back to the Western Conference. Okay. I thought San Antonio had a hell of a draft.
Yeah, they did.
I thought. Now, the one thing they're missing the star player. I still don't think they took a star player in the draft. But if you're, if they took Jeremy Sochan, if I'm saying his last name right, from Baylor. Great. Once again, I think that they are loading up, that if they can ever get a star player to show up there. And I know Murray made the All-Star team. He's not a star. Look, Sam, I'm not trying to rip you, San Antonio. I think that you have everything ready for a somewhat championship team. You just have to find the top 10 player in the NBA that wants to go to San Antonio. And you got lucky in that you drafted David Robinson and you drafted Tim Duncan. I don't think any player is ever going to choose to go to San Antonio. But if you draft them, I think they're there. But they just did a great job to me of drafting. I thought they got three premium guys in the first round that can figure out how to have their roles and good players in the NBA. But I'm not threatened by them until they can figure out how to get the star player.
And Chip England is a fantastic shooting coach. If you've heard of what he's done down there, and like, he was Kawhi. He was the guy that kind of helped create Kawhi's shot and everything. I just don't know how long it's going to take for them, for that thing to happen. Because like Mike said, that one piece that they need that Pop can really rely on. And how much longer is Pop there? How much longer is Pop going to be willing to say, well, I did it for so long, I just can't do it anymore?
What happens next with DeAndre Ayton and the Phoenix Suns? Like, if we're sticking in the Western Conference, because it feels like, and I'm not saying rebuild, but it feels like they're deconstructing.
Yeah. And you're hearing Jay Crowder is when they're saying they're possibly looking for a trade partner with Jay Crowder, are they starting to dump salary? because we've seen this before. And Reggie, maybe you can help me out here. Is it a different, it's different owners than when they were like, yeah, we know we have a championship team, but we're not paying Kurt Thomas $7 million. We're just shipping them to Seattle and we're giving you our first round pick. Like they gave away Rashawn Rondo. If people don't know this about Phoenix during the Steve, they gave away Luol Deng. Like they gave away future all-star players that were picks because they're like, we are not paying the money. We can't afford it.
The current majority owner or governor or whatever, Robert Sarver, bought in 2004. So that should help you with the timeline there. But yeah, no, he's not. He's on the lower end when we talk about ownership with money in the NBA. And so I think that does inform the way that they have been with as a good team and paying into the tax and that notion. And so maybe like DeAndre Ayton, they want to keep him if they can maybe not pay the max. But even then, I think that they'd have to offload salary just to do that. So that's the best case scenario for them, offload salary just to keep him. Or maybe that thing has kind of run its course and they're going to start paring it back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.